Roland only shook his head. Irene said, "Never mind. I'm being smart because Reed doesn't do goodbyes well, never has. You want me to keep this, right?"
"Yes."
"Okay. Maybe when Big Steve gets out of the hospital, I'll get him to sign it. The way I look at it, he owes me an autograph."
"Or a kiss," Roland said, and took another for himself. With the book out of his hands, he felt somehow lighter, freer, safer. He drew her fully into his arms and hugged her. Irene Tassenbaum returned his strength with her own. Then Roland let her go, touched his forehead lightly with his fist, and turned to the door of the Dixie Pig. He opened it and slipped inside with no look back. That, he had found, was ever the easiest way. 16. The chrome post, which had been outside on the night Jake and Pear Callahan had come here, had been put in the lobby for safekeeping. Roland stumbled against it, but his reflexes were as quick as ever, and he grabbed it before it could fall over. He read the sign on top slowly, sounding the words out and getting the sense of only one. Closed. The orange electric flambeaux, which had lit the dining room, were off, but the battery-powered emergency lights were on, filling the area beyond the lobby and the bar with a flat glare. To the left was an arch and another dining room beyond it. There were no emergency lights there. That part of the Dixie Pig was as dark as a cave. The light from the main dining room seemed to creep in about 4 feet, just far enough to illuminate the end of a long table, and then fall dead. The tapestry of which Jake had spoken was gone, and might be in the evidence room of the nearest police station, or it might already have joined some collector's trove of oddities. Roland could smell the faint aroma of charred meat, vague and unpleasant.